So when I was 11, I was really into smoking green. No, sorry, I was really into crown green bowling. Now, in case you don't have it where you are in the world, it's a small, usually square of grass with bumps and lumps on it, dips and raises, and you've got two weighted balls and weighted on one side, and you throw your balls and they kind of curve towards the little white jack, and it's the closest to the little white jack. You've got two balls and it's first to 21. It's very hard to explain. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, crown green bowls. Look it up. So age 11, I was really into crown green bowls. Well, I say I was really into it. My parents had split up, so the day I saw my dad was Saturdays. He played crown green bowls every Saturday. He lived on the other side of Birmingham to me, other side of the city. So the only way of seeing him was to watch him play crown green bowls or to join him. So if you can't, as the saying goes, if you can't get the love of your father easily, join him and play crown green bowls. Now at the time, this was a big thing for me. You know, I was 11. And playing on my dad's crown green bowling team with all these guys that looked about 70 to me at the time. They're probably only in their 40s, but I was 11 and, you know, alcohol can do that to you. Anyway, this is a big thing. I mean, I look back now and think it was just nothing. A few guys playing a silly game and getting pissed. But back then, this was me making my debut on a massive sporting stage. This mattered. This mattered. So it was my first game, and I'm not sure my exact thought process, aged 11. But I'd watched a lot of cricket, but not too much crown green bowls, as it wasn't televised and still isn't, because it's a game played by half-cut guys on the back of a pub. So I thought dressing like a sportsman involved dressing in white. So that's what I did. I dressed all in white, a white jumper, white trousers, and white trainers. Pristine white. I must have looked incredibly cute. Or exactly like a prick, depending on how cruel or pissed you were. So I turn up at the pub and my dad is there. And little did I know it, this was my childhood. This was it. This was my whole childhood with my dad. Of all the things childhood could have been with a father, it came down to this. Seeing him on a Saturday at the back of a pub and playing a game of crown green bowls. This was my whole childhood with my dad playing crown green bowls. Think of all the history and stories you have with your father, if you were lucky enough to have one. Growing up as a kid, I have one memory from my whole childhood with my father. Crown green fucking bowls. Crown green bowls. So every occasion I ever spent with my dad as a kid, how happy I was, never came down to anything my dad did, because I rarely spoke to him. It was either I was playing or he was playing. Crown green bowls. Every occasion ultimately came down to how well I did bowling two weighted balls over a little grass hill to a smaller non-weighted white ball. And my first game did not get off to the perfect start. So I was playing this guy who, as I say, I remember him being like 104, but in reality he was probably in his late 40s and early 50s. As an 11-year-old kid though, there was a reverence paid to these men. now I realize what they were is just the half-cut divorcees. But back then they were like wise old sages with experience, and the craft they put into their crown green bowls was often second to none. Silky smooth in action, and they really did take no prisoners. Absolutely no prisoners. Because to win in crown green bowls on a Saturday, it wasn't just about the winning your individual match. It was about the points difference, because the points will be added up of the whole team. So it was important if you beat someone that you beat them really well. Even if he was an 11-year-old kid dressed all in white. So here I was, an 11-year-old kid in virgin white. A virgin in all ways. I'd only had a few knock-ups before this game, before I was thrown in at the deep end, thrown into the lion's enclosure with this craggy old wise, weather-beaten, drunk, cokehead bastard who was about to absolutely take no prisoners. He absolutely slaughtered me. Didn't get anywhere near anything. I close my eyes and I shudder. Looking back, as the encouragement from the sidelines from my father turned to horror and shame, as in a 1-21 contest, I was 19-0 down. I was losing, the team was losing, my dad said nothing, as he was now the prick who had thrown in his white-wearing virgin son into a man's game. And I'd totally lost it. Two more points and I'd totally lost it, not just for myself, but for the whole team and my whole childhood. And then, at 19-0 down, I had two balls in my hand and two balls between my legs, which had dropped or were just about to drop and grow hairs. And I knew this is the moment for me to be a man. To be my own man. This is the moment, I thought, to get the respect and love of my father, something I'd never had. This was it. This was it for the next 5 years. My whole childhood came down to this moment, how good I was right now at Crown Green Bowls. So I needed to pull this out of the bag. I needed to turn this around right now. So I looked at my dad, and he couldn't even look back at me. The absolute shame of this white-wearing prick. But I grasped the ball in my quivering hands, knowing it was my last shot. And I launched it over the hill and straight. Nowhere near the target. And rest assured, the next one followed suit, a million miles away and a million miles from happiness. If only I'd won that game, my dad would have been proud of me. Looking back, I think, thank goodness I didn't. Because since that day, I've spent my childhood and my adulthood not dressed in white, dressed in black. And feeling black. But don't feel sorry for me. Because of that, I'm a stand-up comedian. And that's all that matters, right? And now I've spent 10 years as a stand-up comedian. My dad is finally proud of me. That's why I never planned for the future. Because the future is already written. It was written for you as a child. It was written on every green you failed on and every tear that flowed on that very first green. when that craggy old bastard showed absolutely no mercy and tore me up and spat me out. You're the reason I'm here, my friend. So to you, my father, and to everyone that beat me every Saturday, nearly every week as a child, I say two words to you. Thank you. Come and watch my shows. You basically wrote them all yourself. I'm fine, lots of love. I think I'm all right.